Absolute Power by Mark Taverner, starring Stephen Fry and John Bird.
To address the Institute of Public Relations this afternoon is a pleasure, a privilege, and damned inconvenient. My fellow media professionals and those of you from the Labour Party, I have a dream, ladies and gentlemen, a dream that one day our children will hold their heads up high and say to their parents, I am a spin doctor. Time was, ladies and gentlemen, when you couldn't go to a party and say out loud, I work in public relations. You wouldn't even tell your spouse. Remember those lies one used to tell? Goodbye, darling. I'm just off for a hard day's drug dealing. Well, no more. Today, the spin doctors are king. We are the masters now. No business, no corporation, and no government can afford to be without us. So, thank you. Let's give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for the Sultans of Spin.
I enjoyed your speech, Charles.
Yes, I found it discreetly orgasmic myself. You were one of the adoring multitude, were you?
I needed to grab you for a word. The thing is, Charles, how can I put this? You're fired.
I'm sorry?
And so am I. But, you see, the day when the spin doctor was king...
Yes?
It was yesterday. People have had enough of the facile slogan, the smooth soundbite, the obsession with tomorrow's headlines, the covert whispering campaigns about ministerial colleagues.
I used to like my whispering campaigns.
And very good they were. I yield to nobody in admiration for your whispering campaigns. But those days are gone now. This is the era of delivery.
I'm sorry, Archie. It's the way you tell them.
Charles, you know about spin, about presentation, but... do you know how to run an efficient transport service?
But of course I don't.
Look, it's world-class public services or goodnight Vienna. You just don't have a role in that process. There is some good news.
Archie, Prentice McCabe Government Media Relations has just lost the government. Our most prestigious, our most lucrative account. And you're telling me there's some good news?
Yes. Prentice McCabe's work will not go unrecognised. We are talking a peerage.
Ah, I see.
For Martin.
What? Archie, Martin is brilliant, but fundamentally unsound.
Morning, Charles. You know, I suddenly realised this morning what hell must be like. Hell is being stuck on the central line with Dr. Johnson. Imagine it, all eternity with your nose up someone's armpit and out pillock yelling in your ear, the man who is tired of London is tired of life, honestly.
Tapped on the tube with Samuel Johnson, lay lully, lay lully.
Have you seen the sugar anyway? Charles, is everything all right?
Lord McCabe. Lord McSodding Cabe.
Oh, yes, you heard about that.
How the hell did you get to be a lord?
Well, apparently it was for services to political philosophy.
What? What have you ever done for political philosophy?
Well, I can only suppose there was an afternoon you were out somewhere, Downing Street rang and said, what shall we do about the Tories? I scratched my head a bit and I said, let's stuff the bastards. And Downing Street said, I like your thinking.
Lord, if there's any lording to do in this office, I do it.
Charles, it's nothing. I mean, all I have to do is take the Labour whip, pop along to the Lords and sleep there three afternoons a week.
You do realise this agency has just lost its most lucrative client,
well,
don't you?
Won't be much left to do here then, will there?
You don't think we ought to have a serious discussion about our future?
Oh, I don't think so. No, I suppose we'll just have to cut back on corporate entertainment. No biscuits by order of the management. Croissants are off.
That is where you are wrong. Cut back, be damned. We're going to expand. Situation excellent, we propose to attack. In the immortal words of Martina Hingis, is Amelie Mauresmo a man or what?
Well, I see the relevance of that, certainly. Charles, if you'll excuse me, I'm making my maiden speech in the Lords. I don't suppose you'd care to come along.
You don't suppose quite correctly.
According to Archie, a maiden speech should be short to the point and deeply respectful of their lordships. And, of course, I may be. I wonder why I feel quite such an attack of mischief coming on. My noble lords, as I look around your lordship's house this afternoon, I'm reminded of the fascinating witches. Yeah. I refer, of course,
to those fascinating witches who put the scintillating stitches in the breeches of the boys, who put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies of the harem at the court of King Caractacus, and that, your lordship, is just for starters. The noble lord, Lord Irving of Laird, has reminded us that your foot bone is connected to your ankle bone, and which of us would disagree with that? But, my lords, I will go further. Right. Much further.
Yeah.
Charles, I did not enjoy it.
You loved every minute of it.
I didn't. I just spent 2 hours listening to Roy Jenkins, the Prime Minister, so preoccupied with being responsible that he has won away from radical revolution. It's an absolutely appalling experience.
Ah, a client, I rather think. Some of us have been busy saving Prentice McCabe, whilst you've been gallivanting with their lordships.
Well, I'll leave you to it, Charles.
Yes, I would expect nothing less. Good afternoon.
Hiya.
This is my colleague, the Lord.
See you anon, Charles.
Apparently he's our help in ages past and our hope for years to come. You'd never think so to look at him, would you? Now, Ms...
Toggle.
Ms... Toggle. Let me take a wild stab in the dark, may I? You're not the Director General of the CBI.
I'm Toggle. Mr. Prentice, I need your help. I need the best in the business. Mr. Prentice, you just don't know how famous I am.
It's odd you should mention that, because I haven't the faintest bloody clue how famous you are. Who are you?
I'm Toggle, from Big Brother.
Ah.
Don't you read the papers?
Well, I'm a very busy man.
But you're supposed to be the number one in media relations. How do you do that without reading the papers?
Well, I suppose I've always relied on effortless brilliance.
So you didn't watch Big Brother?
That'd be ridiculous.
And I thought you were the person to manage my career.
Your career?
In show business. You don't think I did all that for nothing, do you? I pulled my knickers down in week 3.
To think I missed it. What kind of career in show business do you want, exactly?
I want to be famous.
Well, I thought you said you already were.
And I don't want it to stop. I want it to be like this always. I want it to go on and on.
I see. And what exactly is it that you do? Do you sing?
Well, no.
Dance?
Well, no.
Do you want to write a great book?
Well, how long would that take?
Well, it might cut into your spare time a bit, I'm afraid. look, let me get this straight. You want a career in show business on the basis of no ability whatsoever. None. Well, I suppose we could swing a column on The Guardian or a... I was to phone in on Radio 5 Live, but that's about the extent of it, I'm afraid. You know, this time last week, I had a senior cabinet minister sitting where you're sitting, and now I've got a toggle. No, I'm sorry, but Prentice McCabe has not sunk as low as that.
I've been offered $250,000 to write about my experiences.
How low would you like me to sink, exactly? You don't think it could be something to do with the millennium, do you?
The what could?
That we've all gone mad. Collectively mad. That young woman is more famous than any politician.
Got more votes than any politician.
Exactly. And she wants to be famous and on the telly. Not for doing anything, you understand. Just wants to be a celeb and on the telly. I find it desperately sad more than anything else.
Well, she didn't look desperately sad. Seemed to be having the time of her life.
Ah, for now, yes. But we all know how it works, don't we? We know how the tabloids get their kicks. They'll build her up, then they'll dish the dirt, then they'll get bored. And where will she be? Crawling back under whatever ghastly stone she emerged from. Her life a wreck, with nothing to look forward to but whatever appalling job she was doing before it all happened. Wishing it had never happened at all.
Ask yourself this question. Is there money in it for Prentice McCabe?
Oh, yes, yes, there's that all right.
And second, ask yourself this. Is she or is she not an egotistical exhibitionist, self-seeking little show-off who thinks she's earned a lifetime of adulation for bearing her bottom in week 3.
You've got such a gift for seeing the human dimension, haven't you? You are, of course, quite right. She's a client. A client. A lucrative client. Apart from that, who gives a damn?
Precisely.
Your claret, monsieur.
Ah, thank you, Maurice.
Maurice, monsieur.
Maurice, there are great men and men of weight and waiters who get to clean the grate. Go and clean the grate, Maurice.
Oui, monsieur.
That's more like it. You're much more fun when you're a complete bastard.
One at a time now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for once, Big Brother has struck gold. I have pleasure, I have pride in saying to you, behold the talent of Toggle.
Can I just
Shut
say...
Up. Hey, Toggle,
how do you see your future?
I want to travel the world and be an ambassador for world peace.
Yes, what Toggle is really saying here is that it may be one thing, it may be another. Look at the talent that oozes from her every pore. It may be film, it may be rock music, it may be opera, it may be ballet.
Ballet?
It may be underwater wrestling with an amphibious goat.
Toggle. Toggle, why have you hired Prentice McCabe as your PR?
I want to travel the world and be an ambassador for world peace.
Isn't Prentice McCabe supposed to be a political PR company?
Prentice McCabe is the market leader. If the British people want to gawp at a bunch of exhibitionists and dimwits taking their clothes off at a time when the planet is blowing up in our faces because we're a nation of unreconstructed morons, then we in public relations have to recognise that fact. However deeply distasteful it may be. If this is a world of prefaced hillocks, cream-faced loons, and Max Clifford, then who am I to disagree?
Can we quote you on that?
Mirror readers are not morons, Mr. Prentice. Awfully well done, Charles. What a proper Charlie. Yes, I rather like that. Oh, look, you're on the front of the Sun. Surely even Toggle can't be shagging that. When did you first realise you had a genius for personal public relations?
You've no idea what I've been going through. Do you know, I actually sat and watched a tape of Big Thingy, an entire hour of it. It's like a publicity video for Madame Tussauds made by Andy Warhol. Nothing happens at all. Nothing. And yet every time that little excrescence steps outside the front door, she's besieged. Can I have your autograph? Will you marry me? And show us your bum. Martin, I simply do not understand the country we live in. I'm a total stranger.
Well, being a total stranger might be a good strategy after yesterday, actually. Beard and dark glasses might be well advised.
But Martin, simply because the iron discipline that is Charles Prentice slipped for one moment.
Not at all. If you want to describe the entire British nation as way-faced wassocks, you go right ahead. It's an unusual approach to public relations, but there it is.
Well, it won't happen again.
Tell you what I think the trouble is, Charles. I reckon you've spent too much of your life in the Westminster village. There's a world out there.
Yes, and I don't like it. I like the Westminster village. It's so beautifully removed from reality, so delightfully situated away from vulgarity and voters. A place where you can just get on with knifing, shafting and despising people in a civilised fashion. I understand the Westminster village. Rhetoric and manoeuvre, gossip and intrigue, malice and fun. You take one step outside and you think, well, if this is democracy, it's a damn silly idea.
Nonsense. It'll be the making of you. Right, if anybody wants me, I'll be at the House of Lords.
You really know how to hurt a guy, don't you? Toggle, I just don't know how to apologise. I know how to spell apologise, of course, which is more than can be said for you. No, I'm sorry.
There's nothing to apologise for. You're doing a great job.
And I... Am I?
Of course you are. This isn't famous. This is mega famous.
Well, we have attracted a certain notoriety, certainly.
Thanks to you. Everyone thinks you're great. You're really ironic.
Yes. Am I?
Like your mate, the Lord. He's well ironic.
Yes, I've thought so myself.
You don't really think I want to be an ambassador for world peace, do you? Do you think I'm really stupid?
Will you be terribly offended if I say that the thought had struck my mind rather the way that Phil Jupiter's might strike a trampoline?
I was being ironic. We're going to make a lot of money, you and me.
Ah, I like the turn this conversation is taking.
Now, I reckon what we do is this. I make an album, and it's the worst album ever made. It's a disaster. Then we'll do my descent into bankruptcy and drink. That should be good for $500,000. Then we'll do my stoical struggle and then my heroic comeback. That could be another couple of million. What do you think?
Toggle, have you ever considered a career in government media relations?
Now, the thing is, Martin, I don't want you to think of the House of Lords as a sinecure.
Oh, certainly not. The pheasant.
Yes, my lord. And for you, sir?
Try the Baroness Thatcher of beef. It's terribly good.
Martin, this government is committed to healthy eating.
Oh, grief. Yes, so it is. My companion will have the vegetarian quiche Cherie Blair.
Very good, my lord.
Martin, being a Labour peer means you're here to do a serious job of work. You may think you're here to put your feet up, doze through a few desultory debates and collect 150 quid a day.
Well, that is broadly my reading of the situation, yes.
But that is not why you are here.
Oh, no? Oh, dear.
The House of Lords has a tradition of independent thinking.
Excellent.
It's not excellent. It's appalling. There are far too many people in the House of Lords who know what they're talking about and insist on making up their own minds.
And that doesn't fit in with your plans.
Well, of course it doesn't fit in with our plans. Look, We fixed the House of Commons. Well, as a matter of fact, we seldom bother talking to the House of Commons. Saves time. Which leaves this place. Now, it's taken us some time to work out what to do with this place.
Yes, it has, hasn't it? You had 18 years in opposition to think about it, after all.
That is not the attitude we expect from one of Tony's lords.
Oh, I see. I'm a crony.
That's a newspaper headline word. We don't use it.
So I'm not a crony. No. I don't think I could be a half-crony. It sounds like a wrestling manoeuvre.
You are a loyal servant of the government. The word crony is unhelpful.
Ah, yes, unhelpful. What about boot-licking, grovelling, toadying, freeloading face-stuffer?
Look, if you don't want to hear it...
On the contrary, it sounds like my ideal job.
Martin, I do hope you're not going to be brilliant but fundamentally unsound. This is the House of Lords. What we want are decent, solid people who will do as they're told and would frankly rather be watching football.
Or big thing.
Exactly.
But my childhood was really happy.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah?
No, I think you'll find it wasn't. You were beaten severely.
My parents never laid a finger on me.
Parent. You were raised by a single mother.
Oh, I don't think my dad would like that much.
In a grim, forbidding tower block.
It was a bungalow.
It was a grim, forbidding tower block, where under the appalling stress of the daily struggle with poverty, your mother took out her frustrations by savage beatings. Of course, a few scars would help. I suppose I could light the grill and you could sit on it for 10 minutes.
No.
No, perhaps not. Anyway, despite your privations, you never gave up.
Well, that bit's true.
You were inspired by...
Posh Spice.
Posh Spice.
I thought, if she can do it, anybody can.
That is the basis of her appeal. Right. Inspired by the example of the good Lady Beckham...
And Denise Van Outen.
Oh, posh and even posher. Yes, I can see where you're coming from. I just wonder, you don't think perhaps Venus and Serena Williams are somehow more credible role models?
I don't like tennis.
Well, like it, ironically. Emboldened by the example of the Williams sisters, I determined to make it to the top.
Yes.
Yes.
Our readers just want to know all about you. Now, Toggle, who are your inspirations?
Venus and Serena.
Really?
Emboldened by the example of the Williams sisters, I determined to make it to the top.
That's fascinating. And did you play tennis yourself?
No. Yes. Yes. Well, I would have played a lot more tennis if I hadn't lived in a tower bungalow.
Block.
Block.
Yes. Now, I believe you were raised in a tower block by your mother as a single parent. What happened to your father?
He died.
He walked out.
Well, he walked out, then he died. He actually fell off the tower bungalow. It was ironic.
So, what was it like for you in the tower block? You must have been very poor.
Yeah. Well, naturally, my mother was frustrated at the daily struggle against poverty.
Excellent.
So she made me sit on the grill.
Oh, God.
She did what?
I think Toggle is speaking metaphorically here about the grill of poverty. She means that life was unbearably hard, but she never gave up her resolve to succeed and emulate her role models.
Okay, Toggle, one last question. Who's your favourite, Venus or Serena?
The posh one.
Oh. It's not control freaks I don't like. It's incompetent control freaks. I mean, there I was, enjoying a glass of something agreeable, looking forward to some pheasant, getting used to people calling me my lord.
Yes, enjoying it at the Lord's, are we?
No, we are not. You know, Norman Tebbit actually said good morning to me. My cornflakes nearly went into reverse. There's the most peculiar chap in the gent, some kind of liberal saddo, ash thing or something, stands there preening himself, looking in the mirror and saying, I'm a big player. I'm a big player.
Well, better that than a big ball boy, I suppose, still. It's no occupation for a grown man, is
what,
it?
Being Paddy Ashdown?
No. Politics. Hardly a substitute for the real world. Democracy in the raw, vulgar, messy and highly remunerative.
You've changed your tune. I thought you were pining for the Westminster Village.
Oh, damn the village. The street is the place to be. The House of Lords, for Pete's sake. Get out on the street! Get down in the dog's mess of democracy and wallow in it.
No, thank you. Streetwise Prentice, the happening spin doctor. I take it things are going well with, Comrade Toggle?
Things are going extremely well. Happily, she's a rather more fun client than Archie, with an admirable sense of mischief.
You know, it's the funny thing about the House of Lords. I don't know whether it makes you feel you're back at school or something, but I feel a severe attack of mischief coming on myself.
Well, don't let Archie hear you say that.
So, when do I get to descend into bankruptcy and drink?
You sound as if you're looking forward to it.
Oh, I'll be very good at it. I'll do it in style.
Yes, I'm sure you will, but not just yet. It's a question of judging the moment exactly right. Just that split second before the bubble is going to burst. Right now, your bubble is not bursting.
So, what's next? When are we doing Toggle the CD?
Well, I suppose we can postpone the evil moment no longer. Is this going to be a bubble-bursting scenario? I mean, you can't actually sing, can you?
Since when has that mattered? I think I should want to be taken seriously as an artiste.
And do you?
Of course I don't. And I should sing the songs that have meant most to me in my life and reveal the tortured depths of my innermost being.
Yes, isn't it deliciously cynical? So, what are you going to call it?
Well, Toggle the CD.
Good evening. With me is the artist formerly known as Toggle, who now wishes to be addressed as Gracie Fields. Gracie, you called your debut album I Was Born One Morning When the Sun Didn't Shine. I picked up a shovel and I walked down the mine. My soul. Why?
This is not an album in the conventional sense of that term, because album implies the binary role structure of artist versus listener, which is symbolic of the tyrannical system that oppresses us all.
So, would you agree with the critic who described your CD as the nastiest noise to assault British eardrums since Mull of Kintyre?
Yeah, it's a very perceptive remark.
Although The Guardian describes you as an explosively radical talent.
Ha-ha, there, Lord McCabe. Beat that.
Martin, a word. I understand you're speaking in the debate tonight.
Yeah, I thought I might, yes.
This is what you say.
And that is why the government deserves the full support of your lordship's house.
You will say that, won't you, Martin? You're not going to do anything silly.
My noble lords, as I looked around the chamber this evening, I suddenly realized what your lordship's house is for. It is to save the undead from having to walk the earth. I want to put a proposition to you, and it is simply this. What is noble about sitting here in considerable luxury and privilege, drawing a wholly unjustifiable daily allowance and doing as we are told in this indefensible house of cronies? Before I came here, I thought in my modest way I had made a contribution to the practice of parasitical irrelevance. I now realize that I am but a novice. I have belonged to many clubs in my time, and it was their common practice to throw people out for being drunk. This is the first I've ever joined where if you're drunk, they throw you in. It is perfectly clear, my ignoble toads, that membership requirements are so lax, you've even let Melvin Bragg in the door. A sign, if ever there was one, that this is not a club a civilized gentleman would wish to join.
Oh, God.
Now, let me turn to tonight's debate.
Martin, oh, God.
The thing is, Charles, I just don't think I can.
You don't think you can what?
Well, shoplifting and drinking, it's just not me.
Not you? But what's that got to do with it? It's the plan. We worked it out.
To be honest, I just want it all to stop. It's nothing you've done. You've been great. But to be honest, I don't want to be famous. I just feel as if I'm living a total lie.
Yes, that was the general idea.
Well, I'm sick of it.
But it's going so well. We're all set up for the disastrous descent into bankruptcy and the triumphant comeback.
But comeback to what? Presenting a crap TV show on Channel 4, being written about in style supplements. So what? Oh, there is one thing.
Yes?
The bankruptcy bit. I've managed that.
What?
The money. It's all gone. Spent the lot. Well, you did tell me to.
Yes, when you say all of it, I mean, there is enough left to pay Prentice McCabe's fee, of course.
No, not such. Still, it's been fun, though, hasn't it?
Fun? Oh, yes, yes, hasn't it? Not any money at all.
What a sausage. I can pay you in copies of my CD.
No.
Archie, I simply cannot see what you're complaining about. By the time they'd finished listening to me, even the Conservatives voted for the government. My testicles are the colour of Brigadier's boots.
What?
I've been blackballed. Even the Liberal Democrats aren't speaking to me.
I'm not exactly surprised. When you got to that bit about clapped-out saddos who can't let go of the limelight, I thought Margaret Thatcher was going to have apoplexy. And you really shouldn't have said that about David Owen. Maybe true, but you shouldn't have said it.
Well, the fact remains that thanks to me, you won the vote by a record majority.
And in the process, you made the government and the Lords look utterly ridiculous.
Did I? Oh, yes, yes. Well, I suppose I did.
Martin, you are brilliant, but fundamentally unsound.
And there's not a damn thing you can do about it. I don't suppose we're debating Scotland in the near future, are we? I was rather fancied making a speech about Scotland.
Martin, please do not upset the Scots.
Oh, I don't think I can give a commitment like that. Out of the question, I'm afraid. Of course, if you were to give us back our Downing Street retainer, that would change everything. Then I'd become a confidant of Number 10. It would be quite impossible for me to speak in public at all.
That is pure blackmail.
Archie, you need Prentice McCabe, and, well, to be honest, we need you. Poor Charles wasn't put on this earth to do personal PR for a Big Brother contestant. It's just not him. Morning, Charles. How are things in the ruthless world of personal PR?
Oh, they're fine.
Still handling the formerly known one, are we?
Yes, 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 making our fortune.
Oh, yeah, well, you obviously haven't seen that.
Gracie signs with Max Clifford. What? In a move that rocked the PR world last night, the artist formerly known as Toggle announced she was firing PR supremo Charles Prentice and that Max Clifford would handle her affairs from now on. A tearful Gracie told reporters, Charles wanted me to do things no decent girl would be involved in. He's a clapped-out old saddo who can't let go of the limelight, and I've fired him. Max Clifford has higher moral standards. The little...
Yes, dear, oh dear.
She said she wanted to go home to her mum.
A lie.
She said she was bankrupt and had no money to pay us.
Another lie.
But we had it all worked out.
Well, no, she had it all worked out. Face it, Charles. Great career move. She's all over the front pages again. But you're the one who taught her to lie. You obviously did very well.
Well, when you've quite finished smirking, you may care to reflect that we now have no clients at all, my lord.
No, not my lord. I've decided to retire from public life. And we do have a client. Have a look at that.
This is to confirm that Prentice McCabe are retained by the Prime Minister's office to give political and public relations advice as required at a fee of... Good lord.
It is rather generous.
But Martin...
You don't think I'd really wanted to be a lord, did you? It was a wheeze. Oh, poor Charles, you really are just too naive and simple for this world, aren't you?
This is on strict condition that Martin McCabe refrains from any public comment on any matter whatever at any time.
Yes. Better inside the tent, etc.
Well, we can afford dinner at the Ritz.
My dear Charles, we can afford to buy the Ritz.
Extremely well done, Martin.
I don't suppose I could make just one last speech.
No.
Pity. There are things about Scotland I was so looking forward to saying.
You've been listening to Absolute Power by Mark Taverner, starring Stephen Fry and John Bird, with Tony Gardner, Lisa Coleman, James Vaughan, Beth Chalmers and David Timpson. The music was by Matthew Scott. The producer was Dawn Ellis.